And it's 8:55 and 0 degrees in Champaign, Urbana. I'm Reginald Hardwick, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Reginald. Thank you for having me. 0 degrees. That's not too exciting here. A lot of folks looking forward to spring with this frigid temperatures we've been having. An early trade here, Chicago Board of Trade, a touch weaker. March corn down 3.25 at 427.5. March soybeans down 3 cents at 10.69.25. And March SRW Chicago wheat down 2.75 at 5.38.75. Outside markets, a little bit mixed. Dow Jones down 130 points at 48,941. Crude up 38 cents on the March WTI contracts at 65.80. And precious metals getting a lot of attention here recently. And silver's down sharply. Silver down $14.49 at $99.94. So we're under $100 an ounce on silver, which is wild to say. Like I mentioned, we're a touch weaker here in early trade, but we really remain in the previous trade range we've been experiencing the last few weeks. And kind of are lacking that narrative or headline to tank prices much lower or really rally above previous resistance. March soybeans found chart resistance near 1084, 1085 range on the March soybean contract yesterday and has since pulled back about 20 cents or so, although we were up from the lows here right now. Live quotes right now at 1069. The low so far here today is 1062. So we're crawling some of that back on the soybean market. March corn found similar resistance near 434 March futures, and it's kind of scraped and crawled back all the losses we had on the January 12th report. That low was 417 or so, and now live quotes were 428. So we're kind of in the middle of that range of high 440s to low 417, and you know, dancing around 430 the last two or three sessions. Looking ahead, there's a lot of big events upcoming here that may move the marketplace and really be impactful as far as risk management. Monday, February 2nd is day one of the spring discovery price for crop insurance. December corn right now, live quotes, is 456. And November 26th soybeans is 1086. So we have a chance right now for corn to be a touch lower than last year. And soybeans right now, if the music stopped, we could be, you know, 30 cents better or so as far as our floor for your crop insurance for 2026. So looking forward to get that established, and we want that to rally as high as we possibly can as we establish revenue guarantees. Next USDA report with a WASDE update will be on Tuesday, February 10th. As always, can be a big market mover on February 10th. Chinese New Year around the corner on February 17th, and markets will be closed for a few days. And by that time, Brazil harvests, well, their soybean crop will be in full swing, and those will be the cheapest beans for sale on planet Earth at that time. And that's very normal. It's just the most abundant time while they're in their harvest season, and that makes sense. And then Argentina soybean harvest will begin late March, and that crop's getting a lot of attention because it's been very hot, very dry in Argentina. Some private estimates are trimming that crop a little bit. At times, Argentina weather and supply can have an outsized impact on the marketplace because they're the world's number one soybean meal exporter. They've really built up their processing capabilities. They process the soybeans domestically and then export the meal, the product. So that's down the road here as we look forward to spring, frankly, with the cold weather, like I mentioned. Drought map is still looking awfully colorful, which is not what you want to hear. And when you compare it versus about a month ago, the Mid-South in particular, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and even Southern Illinois, we've seen drought conditions get worse. Southern Indiana as well. Conditions have improved Northern Illinois and parts of Wisconsin. But again, spring's coming. We need some subsoil moisture. We need to recharge this profile at some point. And Reginald, the 7-day precipitation forecast has next to nothing as far as rainfall in the forecast or even heavy snowfall. So we need a pattern shift to get this drought monitor going the right direction, as growing season will be here before we know it. So I hope everyone has a great weekend and stays warm.
Thank you, Danny, and have a good weekend as well. And speaking of weather, here's your forecaster, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Today, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a high of 15 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 3 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 19 degrees. For Sunday, we're looking at sunny skies and a high of 21 degrees. Checking current conditions, Danville right now reporting 1 degree. It's warmed up there. Rentoul at 5 degrees right now. And the University of Illinois Willard Airport in Champaign reporting 0 degrees and a 14 degrees below zero wind chill. You're listening to 1A on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is coming up in a little bit, but first, this news from NPR.